Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gainwell in the backfield. Rodgers pump. Rodgers throw. Separation. End zone. Touchdown.
I think division games in the NFL are always different. Anything can happen. Been in a North division for 18 years of my career, 15 as a starter, so I know what those games are all about. Anything can happen. Definitely seems those games are always a little more physical than the other ones. Felt like it was a physical game. I think our defense was really getting after it. I was joking with PQ. Felt like he was trying to knock himself out there. He's drilling people. Yeah, there were a lot of big hits on both sides of the ball, but any time you play in division games, really in the NFL in general, you know, you take care of the football and you win the last scrimmage, you're going to win a lot of those games. So I thought we did that today.
The Steelers did take care of the football. The Steelers did win the line of scrimmage. The Browns averaged 3.3 yards per rush. Gonna say, Doran, I doubt that they wanted their rookie quarterback to drop back to throw 58 times.
Probably not.
Are you kidding me? We talked about it. Get up early, run the ball, stop the run, make Dylan Gabriel beat you, and he ain't going to be able to beat you. 58 dropbacks, 52 passes, sacked six times, and hit a whole bunch more. The Steelers, I thought, for the second consecutive game, played a dominating brand of football on both lines of scrimmage. And, Doran, I'm doing it.
Here we go.
I'm doing it, Harry.
Here we go.
Here it comes, baby. Get out the hats. Get out the T-shirts. Get ready to celebrate. There will be a playoff football game at Acrisure Stadium this year because the Steelers, in my own personal record book, have clinched the AFC North. They are 4-1. The Ravens are 1-5. The Browns are doo-doo. And the Bengals are just taking on water. And I thought Flacco did some things. And they fight. They fight.
They did.
They fight in a way that we really didn't see the Ravens fight until this weekend. But who's going to win the North if it ain't the Steelers?
It is set up for them to take over. It'd be a cataclysmic failure if they didn't. I mean, these teams that are in this division right now are awful. All of them. All three of them. But you still have a short week going into Cincinnati on Thursday. Joe Flacco is going to have another week underneath his belt. So we're going to see. We're going to see if this Steelers team is ready. They looked real fresh yesterday.
Yes, they did.
That's the one thing that I noticed. They looked like they just had a bye week. And which is good. They have a lot of older players. I mean, Jalen Ramsey, he got after his rehab and got his hamstring right. So Joey Porter Jr. looked pretty good, too, coming off of being injured. So they looked, in my opinion, pretty good yesterday against a bad Browns team. Can they look that good on Thursday against a bad Bengals team?
I think they can, but I'm not sure it matters. Just find a way to win. If you win 7-6, you celebrate. Because if you're sitting there at 5-1, I've already declared them AFC North champions, but if you're sitting there at 5-1, you're not going to blow the thing. Now, there is some history on the side of Cincinnati here. We talked about all the reasons why we thought the Steelers would beat the Browns. Mike Tomlin, great against rookie quarterbacks. Mike Tomlin, 14-4 coming off a bye. The travel situation for Cleveland. coming from London where the Steelers were all sitting at home. I didn't expect Ramsey to play. He did, and like you said, he played well.
Yes.
I think he and Herbig were probably the two best defensive players on the field on Sunday. Maybe the two best players on either team overall. We'll get into the nitty-gritty in a second, but I mentioned the history favors Cincinnati. Steelers 0-6 on the road in AFC North Thursday night games. Mike Tomlin 2-9 on the road in Thursday night games. All the matchup stuff is going to tell you the Steelers should win that football game. But I can't get that history out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Tomlin does buck the trend, but I do think it'll be ugly.
Yeah, it'll be... Can they slow down Joe Flacco for whatever that he's going to bring on, you know, bring to the table? Because you saw, if you watched the end of the close to the end of the game, Cincinnati game yesterday, he started to get into a rhythm a little bit. And that's what was worrying me a little bit. I was like, uh-oh. All right, he finally found something. It was a little bit rusty at first, but he found something towards the end of that football game to bring them back. So you're going to have to figure out how to slow down those wide receivers and what Joe Flacco and those two guys can do with him. Other than that, I think that you take care of the game. You take care of the football. They played fast yesterday. If you could get out there and play fast. And what I did like that they did as well is Caleb Johnson getting touches. You know, something so little like that is going to be so apparent in a game like this coming up because it's a short week. You want to get Caleb Johnson a little bit of touches this past game just so you can kind of ride him if you have to against the Cincinnati Bengals on a short week. So little stuff like that, getting Joey Porter Jr. back and, you know, the way Patrick Queen played on defense and Jaylen Warren being back is very helpful for the Steelers, and they just got to keep this thing rolling, man.
I thought that Tomlin, even though he wouldn't acknowledge that this was going to happen in his Tuesday press conference, I think he did exactly what we wanted him to do. Herbig, Highsmith, Watt all rotated. You mentioned Caleb Johnson. Your two backup, quote-unquote, running backs, Gainwell and Johnson combined for more carries than Warren. Warren had 11. Those guys combined had 12. I thought they all ran hard.
Yes.
The Steelers had 5 runs of 10-plus yards, which they just hadn't done all season long until the Vikings game. That's back-to-back games where that running game looks for real. And they averaged 4 yards a carry if you take out the Mason Rudolph kneel downs, which, by the way, what a nice little touch.
Yeah. Yeah,
those are some petty kneel downs.
Yeah.
You don't like Myles Garrett Mason? Why don't you go out there and you take these kneel downs?
Yeah.
I love that. I love that Ramsey played. This is another see the forest through the trees thing. He could play. He worked his tail off to play. Rodgers was elated by that. And he made special mention of that in his postgame after the game. He said, this guy's not just a phenomenal player. He's a hell of a person and a teammate. A lot of guys, they're not going to play in this game, and they're not going to play on Thursday. You're going to say, I got a hammy, and I'm going to come back after the Thursday game, after the mini bye, and he's going to try to play in both games.
Yep.
He's going to play in both games. And you got JPJ back. I think those guys are going to be massive, like you said, in slowing down Flacco in those Bengals receivers. But back to the Steelers-Browns game, it's a simple question we'll start Jins off with at 412-928-9370. Open phones until Caboli joins us at 9 o'clock. So many people bitched, moaned, complained. Oh, Steelers... They're 3-1, but they got a negative point differential. The Steelers are 3-1. They can't beat a team by double digits. Well, they did. They beat the Browns by 2 scores. If not for the worst turf in a long time at Acrisure Stadium, they beat them by more because Chris Boswell, I think he fell into the center of the earth. It looked like when Bane blew that
right
jaw up. Yeah, back in the day.
How about everybody wanting to blame Pitt for that? And Pitt didn't even play.
That's Pitt's fault.
It's not Pitt's fault.
I'm always going to blame Pitt.
Get out of here.
No, but I can't believe it. We're going to resort it after the game. Maybe resaw it beforehand.
Yeah.
Pitt didn't
wasn't there. Hasn't been there in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you're right. It's not Pitt's fault. And Rodgers was ticked. He said it was borderline unplayable. But I digress. Now that they've done the thing that we've all asked them to do, beat a bad team by a couple of scores, you start to get optimistic. Are you starting to believe in this team? I'll answer my own question. I am. Because we thought they would be dominant up front. On the defensive side, in the first couple of games, they weren't. The last 2 weeks, the last 3, really, because I would include the New England game in there, wasn't as good. But the last 3 weeks, they've dominated up front defensively. They sacked what's-his-head for the Vikings, Carson Wentz, a whole bunch. They did the same this week against the rookie quarterback, Dylan Gabriel, who was trying to get it out of his hand quick. And then on the offensive side, dare I say the line played well?
listen, that's exactly where I'm at in the last 3 weeks. You know, obviously, well, 3-4 weeks because of the bye. But you think about the last three games. You played the Patriots, right, in New England, and they were leading the league in sacks. You didn't give up one.
Nope.
Didn't give up one sack. And then you play the Vikings in Ireland. I think they gave up one sack that game. And then yesterday, they didn't give up a sack.
Nope.
Dare I say that this offensive line is figuring it out. That's where it all starts. Yes, this team could be really good. They have a lot more on the table for them to disperse within this offense. It's still getting started, but it all starts up front. And I think that this offensive line has gotten better. I'll stop it there. I'm not going to say that they're good yet. They have gotten a lot better individually and as a unit. That's helping out every single thing.
Big time. I thought that Arthur Smith called a great game. More on that coming up in about 15 minutes here. But the offensive line wasn't a sore spot yesterday. It wasn't a weakness against the Vikings. That is a significant turn of events. And Broderick Jones, yeah, of course he got help. Miles Garrett, man, was invisible in the game.
Did he record a sack? Or did he record a stat? Maybe one tackle?
I think he had one tackle, and then I think they might have credited him one overnight. I'm just going to double check here because I don't really recall that guy playing in a game.
Man.
Miles Garrett. Oh, yeah, he had two tackles, zero solo tackles. He didn't have a quarterback hit. He didn't have a quarterback pressure. He was invisible. That's the mark of a good game plan.
Uh-huh.
You know that guy can wreck the game.
Right.
And he was invisible. So Broderick Jones, I don't care how much help you're getting. That was the matchup they had circled, I'm sure. That's the matchup every national analyst had circled. We talked about it ad nauseum last week. And you know what Broderick Jones did? He went out there and silenced the haters. And that's 2 weeks in a row where he and they have played well. That is a far cry from week one, gives up three sacks against the New York Jets team that, yikes.
Oh, man, they're terrible.
They are terrible.
Terrible.
Starting to think Rodgers wasn't the problem there, by the way.
No, not at all. No, he wasn't. They're terrible. But Broderick Jones, you know, what's most important about Broderick Jones and him trending upwards is his confidence. So think about how his confidence is just growing through the roof. He's going to go into Cincinnati with even more confidence. Now you're going to play Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah.
One of the other, you know, better pass rushers. And then in the following week, you're going to play Michael Parsons. So we'll see how they do respond with all these pass rushers that gotten paid kind of this offseason. But I just love the way that this offensive line is trending, especially Broderick Jones. I don't care if you got to give him help. Don't care. It's working. Oh, well. Oh, well. Let him grow with Spencer Anderson. Let him grow with Darnell Washington. Who cares? It's working.
And it's working to the tune of 23 points against what I would have considered coming in maybe the best defense in the NFL.
Yes.
And you could have had 26 if not for the turf monster getting our guy Chris Boswell. But I thought the Steelers offensively looked comfortable all day. There were two throws Rodgers missed, one on the rollout to Darnell Washington that, I mean, I don't know how you miss that guy. Holy cow. And then he had DK Metcalf open on a play action bomb that he just significantly underthrew. But he also hit DK on a pass that maybe only he completes down the sideline earlier in the game. And then the touchdown to DK Metcalf and the touchdown to Connor Hayward, man, was a thing of beauty.
Beauty.
Aaron Rodgers is 8th in the NFL in touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers is 9th in the NFL in quarterback rating right now. And I didn't think he had his sharpest game. And yet he didn't turn the football over. He didn't put the ball in harm's way. Not one time yesterday. So the question, now that the Steelers took care of business, now that the Steelers finally won a game by two scores, are we allowed to be a little optimistic about this team? Are you allowed to say good things the day after a win? Usually we complain when they win because they didn't win the way that they were supposed to win. They did yesterday. This game was never up for grabs. I didn't for one moment feel nervous at any point yesterday.
No.
So how are you feeling about your Pittsburgh Steelers? Generic, cliched. But that's the question nonetheless at 412-928-9370. You can also text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, we'll take your calls, texts, and tweets. We got to talk about Darnell Washington. I love that. Every broadcaster, it's like the old gambling thing. They just hint around his weight.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be Brett Musburger. Well, that touchdown right there, that matters to a lot of people in the desert, but wouldn't tell you exactly what he was talking about. We know that Darnell Washington's over 300 pounds, but no one wants to come out and say it. We give you the truth on this show. Your calls, texts, and tweets coming up next, and we talk about Matt Washington.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wouldn't it be fun if we just got Steelers fans to hijack Ken Carmen's show all day and just call in?
Be fantastic. Doesn't Bubba do something like that with, like, the pizza shops?
Yes.
In Cleveland?
Yeah. He calls it Crank Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds sexual, but it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
No. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. I'm sure they love the placement of this. Your hometown home and business security company. Steelers victorious over the Browns. It was a 2-score win. And that's what we've been asking for. That's just what the doctor ordered. This guy had a big say in the outcome.
Game 2 weeks ago in Ireland. Rodgers to throw it. Wide open! Washington! He'll get caught from behind, and Washington loses the ball. It's punched out of bounds.
You want to talk about a tendency breaker? They've just been running the ball. A little play action, wide, stake it open. You can't tackle that guy.
No.
Get a full head of steam?
No. I mean, you've been calling for it. I mean, you called for it like every game or every day last week. Get washed into ball.
I did bet on him to score a touchdown again.
That's a smart bet.
Yeah.
It's a smart bet. You think that they'd get him the opportunities in the red zone. They didn't have to, but they gave him the opportunities at every other point in the football field. You called for it. Throw Washington the ball. Not just run with Washington, but if he could stay healthy, like, he is the ideal tight end. He is the ideal tight end. To be able to block like an offensive lineman,
oh my God.
Be able to run like a real tight end, that is just unbelievable, the things that he can do.
And even if you're not going to be targeting him down the field a lot, and they did a couple of times like that, I think it's enough to keep you honest.
Yes.
Like, when he trots out there, this behemoth of a man, you can't just say, oh, the Steelers are going to try to run it down our throats. Well, probably, but not definitely. And that's a huge evolution as well in this offense. And Pat Freiermuth didn't play much yesterday, and he had one catch, so he didn't get over that 15.5, which we both thought that he would.
He had 11.
He had 11, so he was right there. We thought he could do it on one catch. He almost did. Break a tackle, Pat.
Come on.
But people are asking, what's going on with this guy? He's making $11.5 million. That's what's going on with this guy.
Yeah.
Darnell Washington is a better football player right now. He's a more well-rounded football player right now.
Complete.
And you're not going to not play Spencer Anderson. I think the Steelers, if they wanted to throw the ball 20 times, to turn the page just briefly here to the Bengals, if they want to throw the ball 20 times and run it 40, I think they can. Mm-hmm. And I think that would be my game plan going into this game. Run it down their throats. Be physical. Keep it simple. Get Rodgers on the edge a couple of times. Have him convert some third downs. I don't think Cincinnati wants to play with that kind of fire.
They don't. They don't want to play a physical brand of football.
No, they're swirling the drain, man. And if you run it down their throats early and Mr. 300-pound 6'7 tight end, come on now. I think that's the game. I think Trey Hendrickson is going to get a face full of that guy a ton on Thursday night.
I think he got banged up a little bit. It's something to monitor.
Hendrickson.
I think so. But he might have went back into the game. I'm going to check it out during the break to see what is going on with him. But whether they have him or not, I like the rotation of the backs too. Like, I like the splits. I like the Jalen Warren split. I like the Kenneth Gainwell split. I even like the Caleb Johnson. Like, you could tell that kid is starting to regain his confidence every time he touches the football. That's going to be important for a game like this on a short week, is to make sure that Caleb Johnson is a part of the game plan so you keep rotating those backs to keep guys fresh and just get after it.
Less
get
is
after
more.
The run game. Yes, yes.
I thought Jalen Warren was a difference maker again. Rodgers loves him. Mm-hmm. You can just hear the way he's effusive in his praise in the post-game press conferences. Are you ready for some fun with snap counts?
Yes.
Steelers now move to 7-0 when Darnell Washington plays 40 or more snaps. He played 47. Jonnu Smith played 41. Freiermuth 21. Connor Hayward 6. And Connor Hayward's the one out of that bunch that actually caught the touchdown, which, that's vintage Rodgers, man.
Great throw.
You know who it looked like? Your boy Mason Heischel.
It did a little bit, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that.
Might have to talk about him a little bit later on in the show.
Yeah, sure, for sure.
He has transformed Pitt. They are now an 11.5-point favorite against Syracuse, but I digress. When Washington plays a bunch, they win. You can make an argument that he is among their top five most important players. And on offense, you can make the argument that he might be their second or third most important player. Guy's a stud. And if you're going to throw it to him, and he's going to be rumbling and bumbling and stumbling down the field, you don't want to get a piece of that.
No.
Absolutely not.
Especially, like we said, I mean, the amount of the expansiveness that this offense has still, I believe, we still haven't seen him incredibly effective in the red zone. So whenever they start throwing him the ball in the red zone, like, it's going to be unstoppable. He's going to be unstoppable. Just hopefully that he stays healthy throughout the season, because he is a driving force to what the offense is doing. And clearly, 7-0, winning football games. Because Darnell plays over 40 snaps.
And I thought it was a chicken egg thing, because when you have leads and when you're winning ball games, you are going to run it more. But he had a catch on the first play of the game. And now, if I'm Cleveland, I'm thinking the entire game, are they going to try to get the ball in his hands again? And they did. They targeted him another time when Rodgers, he had to be laughing coming off the field. You miss a 6'7", 300-pounder who's running full speed, and you're Aaron Rodgers. Like, that doesn't happen very often.
I have a bet already that I know is going to happen on Thursday against the Cincinnati Bengals. I bet you that Spencer Anderson has a catch. I bet you they keep Darnell in on one play and make him eligible, and he goes out in a little route and catches a football. I could see that happening.
If Spencer Anderson catches a touchdown before Darnell Washington, and I bet Darnell Washington to score a touchdown every week, I am going to lose my mind.
I bet you it happens. Watch.
Either I wonder what you could get him for at any time. You got to be plus 20,000 or something. Okay, a little sprinkle. Joe Flacco for Cincinnati. He dropped back to throw 46 times. If he does that on Thursday, he's going to get sacked 6 times.
Yes.
He only got sacked once. They moved him a lot. They got the ball out of his hand quickly. But the Browns tried to do that too. Now, Carson Wentz, it was different. That guy holds the ball forever. If Joe Flacco is going to drop back and have 45 pass attempts like he did against the Packers, we're going to see Browning again, because he's going to get hit a ton. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, seriously, man, if you are game planning against the Steelers right now, to flip over to the defensive side of things, Herbig, Watt. I thought Highsmith looked better than he did before his injury.
Yeah, he looked fresh.
You talk about the fresh?
He's explosive.
He looked the best we've seen him all year.
And he looked like there were some competitive juices going, because he knows what people are saying about Nick Herbig. And he watched Nick Herbig go out there and do his thing. So he's like, no, this is still my spot, which is a healthy competition. You got to love that. But they looked like he had a little bit extra effort in that game because of the situation brewing at rush end.
Did you happen to catch the genius of Mike Tomlin pregame? They introduced 12 starters on defense. So you had Herbig and Highsmith both announced as starters, and I think you're right. I think that's a little added motivation for Highsmith. I don't know. Cincinnati's offensive line is horrific. I don't know how you block those guys. They also ran for 55 yards. It's the same thing. You look at this Packers game and you look at this Steelers game. I don't think the game plan is drop Flacco back in his first game with one day of practice 45 times. I don't think that's what you want to do. And I sure as heck know Dylan Gabriel ain't supposed to be dropped back 58 times. So if it plays out that way again, if the Steelers stop the run, and that's the other thing they've done these last 2 weeks. They were the worst rush defense in the NFL the first 3 weeks of this season. They have shut it down. If they stop Chase Brown, Samaje Perine, Joe Flacco is going to get hit a bunch.
Yes.
I was nervous. I'm no longer nervous. Do Steelers fans feel the same way? 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Steelers win by double digits. Are you feeling good about the team? I said we'd take calls there. We didn't. I lied to you all. But we'll talk to Ian's coming up next. 412-928-9370. Fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Gainwell in the backfield. Rodgers pump. Rodgers throw. Separation. End zone. Touchdown. He put it in the bucket to DK Metcalf.
I mean, what a throw.
Unreal.
We've already had a couple of texts because we want to talk to you guys today. Victory Monday. React to the Steelers' 2-touchdown win over the hated Cleveland Browns. We've already got the texts at 412-928-9370. Yeah, we can't take the Steelers too seriously because they don't have a wide receiver too. Look, it hasn't stopped them to this point. And DK Metcalf is public enemy number one. If you're a defensive coordinator, if you're Jim Schwartz, you're going into this game, who do we stop? Oh, we stopped DK Metcalf. Couldn't. 4 for 95. He could have had a better day if Rodgers didn't throw one of the worst balls of his career, which was actually funny.
Right.
I mean, that thing died at the 10-yard line. Maybe Dick Cheney took a shot at the thing there, Dorn. It's a callback to last week.
Yeah.
So DK Metcalf, he had his best game as a Steeler in Dublin. And then this week, 4 for 95, 24 yards a catch, and a touchdown. All this guy does is score touchdowns. He is the guy. You are circling him every week, and he can't stop him. And Darnell Washington, 3 for 62. Apart from that, Rodgers just does a great job of spreading the ball around. So 1, 2, I'm counting, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 guys caught passes.
Yep.
He's going to put the ball in the appropriate spot. And whether you have another wide receiver that's going to be added to this thing or not, I don't expect that to change. And we are seeing this offense evolve. I thought they ran the ball, man. Very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Saw some counters, saw some pitches, saw the jet sweep to Jonnu Smith. Then you saw a play action built off that jet sweep that wound up being a nice play. I thought Arthur Smith was in his bag, and I thought they probably threw some of the stuff out in the running game that didn't work before and maybe added a wrinkle or two. And the Steelers did some stuff that broke tendency. I thought it was a really well-called game by Arthur Smith. And I thought, apart from a couple of passes where Rodgers appeared to be off, he gave you solid quarterback play again. I'm buying stock on this Steelers offense, dude.
I am too. And, you know, I keep being redundant, but I feel like that there's still more to expand on in this offense for Arthur Smith, for some of the playmakers. Like Jonnu Smith, I don't even know if he's ran a route that's gone past 15 yards.
Seriously.
Before the ball gets thrown to him. Like everything that he gets is almost behind the line of scrimmage. He's yet to do that. Obviously, Pat Freiermuth being folded in at some point. Still a very long season. You're going to probably get Calvin Austin back in a couple weeks. And now you do what you can with what you have. And I think Arthur Smith, that's his top quality as an offensive coordinator. He sees what he has and he pertains his offense and builds his offense around his playmakers. And it's showing. It's showing what DK Metcalf can do in the pass game, whether it's short routes, whether it's, you know, intermediate routes. He is dynamic and he's a beast. And now that you throw Darnell Washington into the fold, how do you prepare for two guys that are 6'5" and 6'8" that can run and catch, that are big? That's tough.
The routes that they have Darnell Washington running, I mean, the first player he's coming in contact with are corners and safeties. <That's great. laughs> Yeah. And what I've noticed, too, and this is a credit to everybody involved, whether it's Arthur Smith, whether it's Aaron Rodgers getting on guys, Azani, Pat Meyer, whomever, all their skill position guys block down the field.
Yeah.
They block down the field and have done so all season long with very few exceptions. And that's going to help turn plays that are going to pick up first downs into ones that can change games. When you have like DK Metcalf, a great timing pattern from Rodgers to the left side of the field where the corner, I mean, a beat later and he could make a play on that football. Well, he gets upfield. There's guys blocking downfield for him. And it's happening all the time. I think this offense, you're right, there is more meat on this bone. And dare I say, I'm actually a little bit excited that they're going to get Calvin Austin back at some point, because I think that you're right. It's a game-by-game thing on who's going to be the number two guy. If it's Darnell, maybe at some point it'll be Freiermuth, but it's Scotty Miller. You saw a catch by Connor Hayward. There's going to be a couple of games down the stretch where your number two guy is going to be Calvin Austin, and I think he's good enough that he can hit a big play or two.
What'd you do when Roman Wilson caught that ball?
I went, is that Scotty Miller? I did.
I was like, is that Roman? I was like, okay, all right. I had to be happy. Yeah, that probably made him happy to be a part of the game, but just a little bit.
Yeah.
It was nice to see.
Yeah. One catch, 12 yards for Roman, so he's averaging a first down every time he catches the football. Congratulations to him on all his success. I honestly thought it was Scotty Miller or Ben Skowronek. So good for him. Kenneth Gainwell, 6 catches for 14 yards. Jonnu Smith, like you said, man, 3 for 18. They're just not targeting him down the field. So your number two receiver was Darnell Washington in this game with 62 yards. And there was more meat on that bone, too, because Rodgers did miss him on a throw that probably would have been a big play and pushed him up around 100 yards. Your thoughts on Steelers 23, Browns 9 at 412-928-9370. Are you starting to buy into this Steelers team? Are you starting to get optimistic that they could actually be pretty good? Because we've all been asking for them to win a game by more than a score. They did it. They took care of business. Are you starting to buy into this team? 412-928-9370. Your calls, texts, and tweets when we come back. That's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com.
How could it really get any worse? You want me worked up and angry right now? I'm worked up and angry right now. Because I don't have anything new to say after this game that I did the last game. So it's all the same. Every day's exactly the same. We may have died years ago and are in hell and we don't even know it because we're talking about the same thing every day. And we're looking for the same people every day and they ain't walking through the door. Every day. It doesn't change. The same sentences come out of my mouth every morning. Every morning. And it feels like it's in perpetuity.
That's Ken Carmen from our brother station in Cleveland, 92.3 The Fan. We love Ken. We love Lima. It's a great station. They're great guys. But I love a good crash out.
Oh, my goodness. Every day.
I can sympathize.
Yeah.
I'm a Pirates fan.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, the Steelers are a cut above the Browns and have been forever.
Yeah.
But we do the same thing. It's the same crap all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 10-7 got... Your ass is stomped in the first round of the playoffs until this year, baby. Because I made a prediction to start the show. Hand out the hats and the t-shirts. The Steelers are AFC North champions. I'll make another prediction. I need to throw an asterisk in here. Health,
okay.
Health notwithstanding, they're winning a playoff game. They're going to win a playoff game this year.
Okay.
Because they're getting a home playoff game. They're going to get a good matchup in round one. The way that they are playing in the trenches right now has me encouraged, dude. Hey, not only are they getting after the quarterback in the way we thought they would, and we talked about bringing blitzes and stuff with Ramsey. He had 2 sacks in this game.
Yep.
And then he quipped afterwards, and it was really funny. I'm going to tell my kids, I played a game with TJ Watt and Myles Garrett. I had 2 sacks. I loved that. We had talked about his ability to blitz since the moment they acquired him. 2 sacks in the game. And Herbig's dominant up front. T.J. Watt played a really good football game. Cam Hayward's been solid, if not great, all season long. Alex Highsmith looked as good as he's looked all season long. And then you flip it over to the trenches on the offensive side. They ran the ball for 4 yards a carry. And Aaron Rodgers didn't get sacked against the best front four, arguably, in the NFL. If you can win the trenches, you can win the playoff games.
And they protected the football, which is very important.
They always do.
Mm-hmm.
They have the last 5 years, and now you got Rodgers, and I just don't feel like he's put the ball in harm's way all that much at all this year. Texter writes in, let's not get too carried away with the offense. They played the Browns. Okay, the Browns' defense is good.
Right.
It's a very good defense. Now, it's not generally as good at on the road as they are at home, but that's a good defense.
Uh-huh.
And you put up 23, should have put up 26 if not for the kicker falling down. If you score 26 points a game, you're a top 10 offense in the NFL. They're right there. They are right there. That was an encouraging offensive performance for me for all the things that we've talked about. And defensively, yeah, okay, the Browns' offense is bad. It is very bad. Still the lowest point total the Browns scored all year.
Mm-hmm.
So you compare the Browns to what they've done in other games. You played defense against them better than other teams have played defense against them.
They didn't score a touchdown.
That is correct. Texter, if you think the Steelers are just going to breeze through this division title, you haven't been paying attention the last 10 years. Well, I've already given out hats and t-shirts. I understand that that's why Vegas has been really holding off,
right? Because you expect the Steelers of the past, the past few years.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the way that it, you know, outside of the Steelers is playing out is too hard to ignore.
That's where I am too. I believe the Steelers team is better than last year's team. I do. I think the offensive line is playing better now than it played at any point last year, and I think the defensive front is exactly what we thought it could be, apart from the Broncos. And I'll have to double check the stats. But apart from the Broncos, I think they're getting as much pressure on the quarterback as anybody else and have sacked the quarterback as much as anybody else. They needed to get back to that. They have. So I think the Steelers are better in the AFC North. It's as bad as it's ever been. That's not hyperbole. That's a fact. Going into this weekend, it was the worst winning percentage in the history of the division and the worst point differential in the history of the division. And you had one team above 500, the Steelers, and now they're 4-1. They're going to win the division. And they're going to take care of business against the Bengals on Thursday. But agree or disagree, 412-928-9370. That's where I wanted to go next anyhow. Do you believe that this team's going to win the AFC North? 412-928-9370. We'll continue to break down what happened yesterday, but we want your calls. We would love to talk to you, and we shall when we come back. 50-minute mark on the fan was brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Got carried away because of Ken Carmen there. Do you think the Steelers will win the division? 412-928-9370. Your call's coming up next. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.